Welcome to Let's Talk in English. It's a great day here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie. I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Our topic is still activities, and this lesson is called Scavenger Hunt. Scavenger Hunt. Peter, what's your favorite part of going on a scavenger hunt?
I like when you have to run all around town and meet other people. They don't know what's happening. It's really fun. Hi, everyone. My name's Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Now it's time for us to look at today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter right now.
What a fun scavenger hunt. Even though both teams almost ran out of time, they completed the list. Alex's team was faster, so Abby gives Alex a prize. He will share it with his teammates. Rob's team shares some things they saw in town. They noticed many things that they often ignore. What a clever way to celebrate birthdays.
Yesterday, we talked about scavenger hunts. They are a really fun game that you can play with friends.
Sometimes you can play these games at a birthday party. You play in teams, and the team that finds everything on the list wins first.
Each team brings a camera so they can take a picture of each object that they need to find on the list.
The word hunt is the thing people do when they look for something, like animals to eat. But today, we're hunting for objects.
That's right. And right now, it's time to learn our keywords. Let's go to Christina.
今天公司里的同事们分为两组进行寻宝游戏。最后他们两队都在时间快用完之前完成了比赛。时间用完就是 run out of time， 所以 run out of something 就是某样东西用完了的意思。两组都完成了清单上的要求，完成就是 complete。 They both completed the list。 优胜队伍所得到的奖品当然要跟所有的队员分享咯。名词队员或是组员就是 teammate。 Share the prize with your teammates。经过了这次的游戏， Rob 觉得自己学到了很多，也留意到一些新的事物。留意，注意到就是 notice。 He noticed some new things。 他所学到的新事物都是以前所忽略的。忽略或是忽视就是 ignore。 We ignore many interesting things around us。 Taylor 觉得玩寻宝游戏来庆生，这是一个很聪明很妙的方式。聪明的、巧妙的就是 clever. That's very clever.
That scavenger hunt was so exciting.
It was. I'm really glad everyone enjoyed it.
We did. And I knew my team would win.
You almost ran out of time.
Once we found everything, we just ran straight back to the office.
Both teams completed the list.But your team was faster. So, here's your prize.
Thanks, Abby. I'll share it with my teammates. Happy birthday!
Everyone had a really fun time at the scavenger hunt. Alex's team won. So,Alex gets a prize for being the fastest team to find all the objects.
That's right. Good job, Alex. Once his team found everything, they just ran back to the office. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this. Here she is.
Hello, friends. Here's another very useful grammar point to use. Once we verb, we just verb.For example, once we heard about the test, we just began to study. Or, once we got home, we just went to bed. Are you ready yet? Then go out and use it.
This is a pattern you can use to talk about what you did right after you did something else. Let's practice. Once we finished dinner, we just talked.
That's a good example. Once I finished the race, I just rested. But Alex says that he just went straight back to the office. What does he mean by straight? Let's go to Christina to learn some more.
Alex 说他们那一队找完所有的宝藏之后就立刻跑回办公室去。They ran straight back to the office. 这个句子请你先看 ran back to the office, 跑回办公室。然后把副词 straight 加在动词 ran 后面变成 ran straight back to the office, 就是直接马上跑回办公室。所以 straight 可以表达直接或是立刻马上的意思。用在句子里可以马上把那种急迫和速度的感觉表达出来，强调的效果很好哦。举例来说，下班后你马上直接到餐厅去，你可以说 I went straight to the restaurant after work, 或者 He came straight from the party, 他从派对那边直接过来。你也可以试试看在你表达中加入 straight, 效果应该不错哦。
Thanks, Christina. So the word straight means that there are no turns. So you can think about the fastest road to a place will be one that is straight.
That's right. And when we say we go straight to a place, that means we did nothing else but go there.
Let's say that you are going to the store. If you stop and visit a friend,then go to the post office, and then you go to the store? Can you say you went straight to the store?
No, you didn't go straight there. You did all these other things before you went to the store. And it is a good thing Alex's team went straight there, because they almost ran out of time.
Ran out of time. That is an important phrase. When you run out of something...It's all gone.
That's right. When you go to a store to buy something, but they are all sold out of it, they ran out of that thing.
Or what if you're driving and your car stops because it has no more gas? Then you can say the car ran out of gas.
That's right. This word teammates is one of our keywords today. A team has many people. Those people are teammates.
If you are in school, you have people who are in your class. Those people are called your classmates. Let's learn some more about everything in Conversation B.
I still can't believe we found everything on the list.
I didn't think we would. A kite? A feather?
The park was a good place to look. And the convenience store.
I love this picture of us with the dinosaur.
I'm glad Alex's team won, but we still had fun.
That was a clever way to celebrate Abby's birthday.
Susie and Rob are talking about the scavenger hunt. They didn't win, but they still had fun.What did they find?
Well, they found a kite, a feather, and I can't believe it, but they found a dinosaur.
We learned what a dinosaur was yesterday. They are pretty cool, but they lived many years ago. There are no real dinosaurs alive today.
That's why I said I can't believe they found a dinosaur. When we say, I can't believe it, we mean that something is really surprising.
Maybe you got a good test score when you got a test back. You can say, I can't believe I got a high score on that test.
That's right. But let's go back to this dinosaur. Where do you find a dinosaur, a feather, or a kite for a scavenger hunt?
Well, they said the park was a good place to look. Wow, a dinosaur is a special object to find.
Yeah, that's why Rob says that he didn't think they would find everything on the list. Let's go to Christina for more.
比赛结束后大家都很兴奋。Susie 说真不敢相信他们完成了所有的寻宝挑战。Rob 也说本来觉得不会完成的。I didn't think we would.我们要指出一个中英文在表达上的差异。中文说我以为我们做不到，英文就是 I didn't think we could make it。所以英文的表达方式常常把否定的 not 摆在前面。再来看几个例子。I didn't think you would come. He didn't think that was a good idea. They didn't think my school would win.所以看到了吗？英文常常把否定放在前面，说法常常是 don't think 怎么样。
Thanks, Christina. When you say this, it means that you did not know something was going to happen.
Yes, friends, this is a good phrase to know. Can you think of a way to use it?
On our road trip, we almost ran out of gas.I didn't think that we would make it.
That's a good one, Peter. How about we did not go straight to the concert? I didn't think that we would arrive on time.
That's right. Friends, try to practice on your own. I know you can come up with a clever way to use it. You can do it.
Oh, clever. That's a word that we learned together today. Clever means smart and creative.Abby thought of a special way to celebrate her birthday. It was very clever.
Maybe you do something the same way over and over again. But if you think about it, and you can be clever and think of a new way to do it.
Right now, friends, it's time for us to take a short break. But don't go away. We'll be back again soon.Thanks for joining us again today. We are still learning about scavenger hunts. I can't believe we get to teach about this today.
I know. I didn't think we would teach about it, too. It's a fun topic. And we still get to learn more. Let's go to Conversation C.
I learned a lot about our town today.
I know what you mean.I noticed many things today that I've never seen before.
It was fun visiting places I often ignore.
I want to visit that park again.
I want to eat at that dinosaur restaurant sometime.
A scavenger hunt is a good way to learn more about your town.
And to celebrate a birthday.
Everyone learned more about their town on the scavenger hunt. That's because the teams went all over the town to look for things.
A scavenger hunt is a fun and clever way to get to know a place. You can notice new things. What does it mean to notice?
Well, that's when you see something or you give your attention to something.
Katie, I noticed your shoes are untied.
Really? Thanks, Peter. Hey, my shoes are okay. I noticed what you are doing.
Oh, sorry, Katie. But I was trying to teach this word. Our friends noticed that, right? Katie? Okay, I noticed that you are not talking to me. You are acting like I'm not even here.Are you ignoring me?
You got it right! I was ignoring you.
Wait, you just fooled me to teach the word ignore. I feel like you used me.
I know what you mean, Peter. And hey, that is today's calendar phrase.
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
我了解你的意思。
I don't like homework.
I know what you mean.
I don't like tests.
I know what you mean.
I don't like classwork.
I know what you mean. I'm a student too.
I'm not a student. I'm a teacher. I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
我了解你的意思。
This is a good phrase to learn, friends. You can say this when you agree with someone or want to say you understand what someone is saying.
Here's another example. I don't like going to the doctor's office. You have to wait for a long time, and when you go to the doctor, you don't feel well. It's not fun.
I know what you mean. The doctor's office is the worst. But going on scavenger hunts are fun. You get to look for fun objects around town.
I know what you mean. When they went to look for the dinosaur, they found a restaurant.
That's right. And today, we learned a lot of things on this scavenger hunt. So let's review all our keywords together. Say them with us right now.
Here's the first keyword. Run out of.Run out of. We ran out of time and didn't finish.
Complete. Complete. Did you complete your homework?
Teammate. Teammate. Teammates should support one another.
Notice. Notice. I didn't notice his new haircut.
Ignore. Ignore. I often ignore emails from stores.
Clever. Clever. Cats are very clever animals.
And those were all the key words today. Now let's continue the review and look back at the lesson.
That scavenger hunt was so exciting.
It was. I'm really glad everyone enjoyed it.
We did. And I knew my team would win.
You almost ran out of time.
Once we found everything, we just ran straight back to the office.
Both teams completed the list, but your team was faster. So, here's your prize.
Thanks, Abby.I'll share it with my teammates. Happy birthday!
I still can't believe we found everything on the list.
I didn't think we would. A kite? A feather?
The park was a good place to look. And the convenience store.
I love this picture of us.With the dinosaur.
I'm glad Alex's team won, but we still had fun.
That was a clever way to celebrate Abby's birthday.
I learned a lot about our town today.
I know what you mean. I noticed many things today that I've never seen before.
It was fun visiting places I often ignore.
I want to visit that park again.
I want to eat at that dinosaur restaurant sometime.
A scavenger hunt is a good way to learn more about your town.
And to celebrate a birthday.
Monkey Man!
Wow, Ginger, a clock, a ukulele?A glove and a Christmas tree? Where did you get all this stuff?
Our team found all these things.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, we were really fast finding things too.
Well, hooray for you.
Yeah, we found more things than the other team.
So, did you win the scavenger hunt?
No, we lost. We found more things, but our stuff was not on the list.
Why didn't you follow the list?
That's the one thing we couldn't find!
Hello, everyone. I'm going to play table tennis with my friend. It's a fun sport, but you have to be fast to hit the ball. Table tennis is also called ping pong. Do you play? Okay, I'm going to play now.
Table tennis or ping pong is a very popular sport around the world. Many students and adults play it. It is especially popular in China and South Korea. To play the game, one or two players stand at each end of the table. They hit the ball back and forth across the net. When a player hits the ball and the other player misses it, the first player gets 1 point. The first player to score 21 points wins, but he or she must win by 2 points. Now in international competitions, 11 points wins a game, but a player must still win by 2 points. The ball moves very fast. In games between very good players, the ball can go 100 miles an hour. In 1988, table tennis became an Olympic sport. It's an exciting game to watch and play.
Yeah, I won my table tennis games. My friend and I played 2 times. The first time I won, 21-15. Then second time I won, 21-19. But I may lose the next game. My friend is getting better. How many times can you and a friend hit a ping pong ball across the net in 60 seconds? The most so far is 163 times! Wow! That's all for today. Goodbye!
This has been a fun lesson today. We learned that scavenger hunts are a clever way to celebrate a birthday and a clever way to learn more about your town.
That's right. You can notice things that you usually ignore, like a dinosaur restaurant.
Yeah, I can't believe that they found a restaurant that has dinosaurs. That would be a fun place to go eat at.
Friends, what was your favorite part of the scavenger hunt? But for today, we have run out of time.
Tomorrow we'll have a new lesson, so join us then here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye. Bye.